You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. While the Corps of Engineers is focused on the big picture of restoring power, the daily work falls to crews of linemen with bucket trucks and heavy equipment out around the island. Some of them have contracts with the Corps, and others are there by mutual aid agreements with PREPA, the power authority. Like the team of Con Edison workers who are usually doing work in my neighborhood in New York. But now, they're working on the historic buildings in Old San Juan.
So my name is Johnny Price. I work for Con Edison in New York. And I am the section manager of the Staten Island Overhead Construction Department back home. And here I'm the operations section chief. NYPA, New York Power Authority, is a state entity. They responded to a request for aid from the Puerto Rican Electric Power Authority, PREPA, which is also a state-owned entity. And NYPA asked us, we're a private company, for help. And when we were asked, we came right down. We're lucky that we're like the first wave because we actually have hotel rooms. The next few waves will be staying in a tent city type of thing in an old army barracks. And this is one of the most important areas to San Juan. A lot of businesses are here. A lot of cruise ships pull in here. A lot of cruise ships haven't been pulling in here because the businesses are closed. So that means no one can go to work. There is a lot of damage from what I've been seeing. It's going to be a long journey here. So Old San Juan is a historic district. It's actually a very old Spanish fort, pretty much. So you can't dig in the ground because you have to kind of do an archaeological dig and preserve everything you find. So that led them to put the utility poles on the rooftops, which is definitely new for us. In New York City, we don't do that. But we spent a lot of time looking at it and figuring out the best way to deal with that and replace the poles that were knocked down by the wind and the storm. The people in Old San Juan have been out of power for 75 days since Hurricane Maria. I'm kind of just focused on getting the lights on and doing it safely and keeping my guys out of the hospitals. We got here, and after 3 days of kind of pushing these rooftop poles up, and we were able to get one line isolated that we restored yesterday morning, so that was pretty exciting for our guys. That was our first Puerto Rican power restoration, and we got about 300 customers back. There were some excellent cheers from the buildings. People seemed very happy, and the guys felt great, and that's pretty much why we're here. And it always feels good to give people back the amenities they need to live in this era. And when we light up all of Old San Juan, I'm expecting a large party.
That was Johnny Price from Con Edison in Old San Juan.